wife Beverly.
我替我太太向大家问好。
She's not here today because we have five different places we are to be today.
因为我们今天一天要跑去五个地方。
So it wasn't possible for both of us to be all five of them. So I am here today. I am the lucky one. I get to be with you.
所以我们俩必须要分头行动。那我很幸运可以跟大家在一起。
And a special thankful to you, Rachel, for translating for us today and for her beautiful piano playing. We appreciate her, don't we? Thank you. And for all the good worship this morning as well. I'm fighting just the beginning of a cold, so I didn't sing very much in worship today.
我还在感冒，还在恢复，所以今天不太能唱歌。
And it's really hard for me to be quiet when we're worshiping because I love to sing.
但是大家都在那边敬拜唱歌的时候，我很难不发声来赞美我们的主。
But I thought if I stood up here and I couldn't speak, it probably wouldn't be a good thing.
但是我想说，我还是要保留一点我的声音，不然站到这上面没法出声。
We have 12 grandchildren.
我们有12个孙子。
And we have a great grandbaby on the way in March, our very first.
还有一个重孙马上就要出生。
I know you look at me and you say you're much too young to have that many grandchildren.
你们看到我是不是觉得我太年轻了，不应该已经有重孙了？
I will be 77 years old in January, so I'm getting older.
11月份我就77岁了。
But with our 12 grandchildren, they all are now getting of the age where they're dating.
我所有的孙子孙女都到了他们现在开始约会的阶段。
And a couple of them are already married.
还有一个孙子他们已经结婚了。
But Grandma and Grandpa's rule is we have to approve before they get married.
那我们作为祖父母的角色就是我们得同意。
One of our young granddaughters has recently fallen in love.
我有一个小的孙女最近爱上了一个男士。
But she's fallen in love with a young man that I have been meeting with for 3 years every week in discipleship.
那这个年轻人呢，是我已经跟他每周都跟他见面，是我在做门徒培训的一个年轻人。
I used to think it would be so wonderful to have him for a son-in-law.
我以前就想说，哎呀，他要是我女婿多好啊。
And now it looks like it's happening.
那现在就真的成真了。But
I'm thinking that even though I meet with him for 3 years, I still don't really know him very well.
但即使我跟他已经每周见面三年了，我还是不是说特别了解他。
On his 24th birthday, his mother published about 30 pictures of him at various stages in his life doing everything on Facebook.
他过24岁生日的时候，他妈妈就在脸书上po了大概30张他从小到大成长的这个照片。
And as I looked at those pictures, I learned some things about him that I never knew.
我看他这些小时候的照片，我才发现，哦，原来他有我不了解的地方。
He has a black belt in karate.
他是这个跆拳道的黑段。
He apparently was a very, very good football player.
他也打美式了橄榄球。
And he has a wonderful sense of humor because almost all of his pictures, even as a child, have a very mischievous grin on his face.
还有我就发现他其实蛮调皮的，很有幽默感，因为他在这些从小到大的照片里面都透露出来。
Those pictures reveal something to me about Reggie.
这些照片就帮助我更加了解 Reggie 这个年轻人。
Maybe you've asked the question, why are there four Gospels telling the four same stories of the life of Christ?
可能你也在想过，为什么要有四本福音书来告诉我们耶稣的生平？
And one of the reasons is to give us a complete picture of who Jesus is and what he did.
也许就是希望让我们从不同的角度来看耶稣所做的事和说的话。
In fact, someone has said that every picture of Jesus is different in each of the Gospels and each gives us a more complete picture of who he is.
就像每一卷福音书就像一幅图画，它从不同的角度让我们看见关于耶稣。
So let me try to explain that to you.
让我来尝试向大家解释。
First of all, Matthew wants his readers to know that Jesus Christ is the King of the Jews.
马太福音要向我们展示的是耶稣是犹太人的王。
So, when he talks about his birth, he traces it back to Abraham, the father of the Jewish race.
所以马太福音开始的时候就开始写耶稣的家谱，一直追溯到亚伯拉罕。
Mark wants us to see the picture of Jesus as our divine servant.
马可福音想向我们描绘耶稣是神的仆人。
And do you know that Mark does not say anything about the birth of Christ?
你有没有发现马可福音没有讲任何关于耶稣出生的事情？
Well, in showing Jesus as a divine servant,He is acknowledging the fact that in Jesus' day, no one ever kept a record of a servant's birth.
因为在那个时候，如果是一个仆人，家里的仆人，不会有人去记录他的出生。
Luke sees Jesus as the Son of Man.
路加福音记录耶稣是人子。
So he's a doctor, and we might expect him to think about the physical part of who Jesus is.
因为路加他自己是一个医生，所以很自然的他会从耶稣是一个完全的人的这个角度来记录。
So in the Christmas story, he traces Jesus' birth all the way back to the first man, Adam.
所以在路加福音里面记录耶稣的家谱一直追溯到亚当，是第一个人。
John sees Jesus as the Son of God.
约翰福音呢，看耶稣是神的儿子。
So if you read the Gospel of John in verse 1, we're going to read it today, it says, In the beginning was the Word, was Jesus. So he traces Jesus' beginnings way back to the very beginning when he was with the Father in heaven.
所以在约翰福音今天我们会读太初有道道与神同在道就是神这个道就是神的话也就是耶稣所以约翰看耶稣是在创世以先就有的
So that's a kind of a big subject Did you understand what I said though?
大家明白吗我刚才所讲
Four Gospels Four different pictures of Jesus And four different accounts of his birth
四福音是四个作者从四个不同的角度来给我们描绘一幅图画，但都是关于耶稣是谁。
So today we're going to read one of those birth stories, and it's found in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, and Rachel's going to lead us as we read that together.
那今天我们会读约翰福音，关于耶稣的降生是在约翰福音第一章一到十四节。约翰福音一章一到十四节。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃要为光做见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
This wonderful statement that in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God is important for us to understand
第一节是一个非常震撼的一个描述，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Some of you may know that the New Testament was written in the language of Greek.
大家可能知道新约大部分是用希腊文写的。
And a Greek person would have read this verse this way.
那如果是一个讲希腊文的人读这一节，他是这样的。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word stood face to face with God.
太初有道，道就是神的话。太初有神的话，神的话和神自己是面对面的 坐在一起。
So it's really telling us that Jesus existed in the very beginning.
所以让我们看见耶稣在创世以先就已经与神同在。
In fact, the Bible says he is both the beginning and the end.
圣经也说耶稣他是首先的，也是末后的。
It's kind of hard for us to understand in how we think about time, isn't it?
因为我们被局限在时间里面，所以对我们来说很难想象。
But Jesus existed before all things, and he was the one who brought things into existence through the spoken word of God.
但是神借着他的话来造天地万物的时候，耶稣就是这个道，就是神的话。
So I think the question this morning is, how do we know that Jesus is the word that is mentioned in these first two verses?
所以我们今天怎么知道说太初有道里面的这个道就是神的话，神的话就是耶稣呢？
And we know that because of verse 12, so let's look at that.
因为我们看十二节给我们答案。
The word became flesh and dwelt among us.
14节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
So here's what the Bible is saying. God took on human form in the flesh and came to live among us.
就是神的话就是道，道就是耶稣，耶稣成了跟我们一样的人，住在肉身，住在世上。
That is really an incredible thought, isn't it?
这个真的是很令人震撼。
When Paul writes about it to the church in Philippians, this is what he says.
保罗在腓立比书里面这样讲。
Jesus took upon himself the form of man.
耶稣取了人的样式。
And became obedient unto death, even death on a cross.
反倒虚己取了人的样式，且存心谦卑，以至于死在十字架上。
Therefore, God has highly exalted him.
因此神将他升为至高。
That at the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess and every mouth shall express that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
万膝要跪拜，万口要承认耶稣基督是主。
So this is this wonderful thing that God wanted us to know what he looks like.
所以神之所以将他的儿子道成肉身，是因为神想要我们了解他是怎样的一位神。
God wanted us to understand how he behaved, how he acts.
想让我们知道说他是怎么说话的，他是怎么行动的。
God wanted us to know that he understands our human ways because he in Christ lived, walked, and talked among us.
神要我们知道说他跟我们认同到一个地步，他也曾在这个世上行走说话做事，像我们一样。
So Jesus is not only the Son of God, but he reveals to us as God's Son what God is like.
所以耶稣不仅是神的儿子，并且借着耶稣他向我们显明神是怎样的一位神。
Jesus said to one of his disciples, Philip, one day, he said,If you have seen me, you have actually seen God himself.
耶稣对他的门徒腓力说你们看见我就是看见了父神。
So if you know how I act, and if you know the things I love, you'll know how my Father loves you as well.
若是你看见我的心所爱的，你看见我所说的话，这个就让你看见神所爱的。
Here's another thing about Jesus as the Son of God.
还有一点关于耶稣是神的儿子。
He is the creator.
他是创造主。
All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他的造的。
Paul, when he writes to the church of Colossae, also talks about this in chapter 1.
那哥罗西书里面保罗也是这样说。
He says this, Christ is the express image of the invisible God.
基督耶稣是看不见的神的本相。
Here's what he's saying, God, Jesus Christ is the true picture of the God we cannot see.
耶稣基督就将我们肉眼看不见的神所显明出来。
I think that's really helpful, don't you?
这个对我们很有帮助。
And we're going to talk about why that's so important this morning as we go through our message.
我们要讲为什么这一点这么重要。
He was the creator. And the Bible says all things were created in heaven and earth by him, through him, and for him.
圣经也说一切天上地上被造的都是借着他造的 也是通过他造的也是为他而造的。
When Paul is writing about him in chapter 1 of Colossians, he says, all things are held together by him.
万有都是借着他被托着。
Did you know that Genesis 1:1, which says, in the beginning was the Word, God created the heavens and the earth, did you know that that is a reference to Jesus as well?
你知道圣经的第一卷书第一节创世纪一章一节说起初神创造天地耶稣也在那个里面。
How do we know that, Dale?
我们怎么知道呢
Because Hebrew, the language in chapter 1 of the book of Genesis, verse 1, when it says, In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, the word for God is Elohim.
因为创世纪一章一节起初神创造天地这个神用的希伯来文就是 Elohim.
And Elohim is plural.
Elohim 是一个复数。
So it means in the beginning, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, we created the heaven and the earth.
所以它其实在讲的是起初圣父、圣子和圣灵三位一体的神是一个复数，他们创造了世界。
God is the one who spoke the world into existence through his word, who is Christ.
神父神借着他口中的话创造了天地万物，他口中所发出的这个话就是耶稣基督。
And Colossians says it is Jesus who holds the world together.
哥罗西书说是耶稣在托住全能的托住万有。
How do you feel about that?
你感觉这个是一个什么概念呢
？President Trump will not hold the world together.
美国的川普总统。并不能够用他的能力拖住全世界。
The United States Senate and the House of Representatives will not hold the world together.
众议员或者参议员他们也不可能拖住世界。
Only God in Christ holds the world in his hand.
只有神全能的神能够在他的手里面拖住万有。
I don't know if you've ever heard the song, but we used to sing when I was growing up,He's got the whole wide world in his hand.
我小时候唱的一首圣诗是说
How many of you remember that?
大能的手托住万有。
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 Isn't that wonderful to know?
是不是很美妙？神用他大能的手托住万有。
Jesus, the Son of God,created the world, and he holds that world in his hands.
耶稣是神的儿子，也是创造主，他用他的全能托住万有。
Now, when Paul finishes talking about Jesus' role as creator, he talks about what Jesus did when he came to earth for us.
保罗在说完耶稣基督是创造主以后，他就开始讲，耶稣来到这个世上是为了什么。
And at the very end of this chapter, in Colossians chapter 1, he said, Jesus made peace with God for us through the blood of the cross.
保罗在哥罗西书一章结尾的地方说，耶稣借着他在十字架上所流的血，使我们与神和好。
Jesus created the world.
耶稣创造了世界。
He held the world together.
他用全能托住世界的万有。
And he has made a way for us to walk with him, to know him, and to share in that world forever.
并且为我们开了一条路，以至于我们能够跟随他的脚步，在永恒的里面与他同在。
If you believe that, say amen. So that's
amen.
A wonderful part of the role of God as he reveals himself through his son, Jesus Christ.
神借着他儿子耶稣向我们所展示的是多么美好的一幅图画。
Here's a third thing it says about the Son of God in this passage of Scripture. It says, Jesus, the Son of God, is the life that brought light to us.
在约翰福音我们刚才读的这里面还有一点讲耶稣是神的儿子，是生命所发出的光辉。
I don't know about you, but darkness can be a scary thing.
我不知道你有没有觉得，但我觉得黑暗实在是很可怕。
A couple of, maybe about a week ago, all the lights in my neighborhood went out.
在大概一周以前，有一天我们整个小区都停电了。
And we don't have any street lights where we live. We just have the houses that are on the light, on the lights that are on the houses.
我们那边没有路灯，所以家里面要是没有电，就全都是黑的。
And you know it gets dark early right now, right?
那现在天黑得很早。
And my wife said I had to go to the store to get something.
我太太就派我到商店去买点什么。
It was almost scary for me to drive down those dark streets without any light because I had no idea where I was going.
那我开车出去的时候走在一条完全漆黑的路上，我就觉得有点可怕，因为完全看不清方向。
We live kind of today in a world of darkness.
这就是我们今天所处的情形。
The Bible says that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
圣经说人爱黑暗胜过爱光，因为他们的行为是邪恶的。
The world that Jesus' day was a dark world.
耶稣所生活的那个时代，世界也非常的黑暗。
The Roman country reigned and ruled oppressively.
罗马帝国有非常多的压迫和残害他们。
The people of that time worshipped the gods of the Greeks and the Romans.
那个时候人们也开始崇拜假神，是在异教的罗马和希腊的文化里面。
In their lives, the gods of the Greek and Romans were not happy gods. They were mean and always unhappy.
那在希腊神话里面的这些假神，都很不开心，他们都很刻薄。
So the people of that day were always trying to figure out how they could please those angry gods.
所以人们在那个时候总是在想说，我们怎么样能让这些愤怒的这些假神，能让他们开心呢？
The Jewish people in that day were living in tyranny.
那个时候犹太人是生活在暴政之下。
They were suffering and persecuted because of their Judeo faith.
他们被迫害被歧视，因为他们这样的独一真神的信仰。
It's interesting that Paul, when he writes the church at Galatia, says Jesus came in the fullness of time.
在保罗在加拉太书里面说，耶稣基督在时候满足的时候他就来了。
And what that means is this: at exactly the right time.Jesus came to earth.
在那个完全准确时候到了的时候，耶稣来到这个世上。
In that dark, dark world.
在那个非常充满黑暗的时代。
The light came.
生命的光来了。
The Bible says that light was the light of man.
圣经说这个光是人生命的光。
It says that the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗不能胜过光。
Think of all the things that have been done over the years to silence the church and to silence Christians.
大家可以回想在这么多年，所有那些想要使教会不能发出声音的。
Think of even in our lifetime taking prayer.And Bibles out of our schools.
也有很多的世代一直在想要把圣经和祷告从我们的学校里面挪出去。
And think how much criticism there is for us who love our country and who love God, and how we are criticized because of our faith in God.
也可以去听这些批评我们的声音，因为我们爱这个国家，爱我们的神。
Has that caused the light not to shine?
这些所有的批评和拦阻能不能够使光不照在黑暗里？
I don't think so. We're here today. We are a shining light, aren't we, today?
我们今天在这里仍然是
In the darkness.
光照在黑暗里。
The Bible says that God gives light to every man.
圣经说神把这个光放在每一个人的心里。
I'm sure you have loved ones who are in other parts of the world today, But the Bible says that God lights the way of every man who comes into the world.
大家可能都有 亲人在、世界别的地方生活，但是神圣经说、神所造的每一个人，他把光放在这个人的心里，以至于他可以找到神。
When Paul writes in the book of Romans, here's how he talks about that.
在保罗在罗马书这样讲。
The things that we can see with our eyes in creation,
我们在、所有的被造物里面可以看到的。
Point us to the invisible things that we cannot see in Christ.
把我们指向的是那位看不见的神。
He says that revelation in creation is so great that no man has an excuse not to know who God is.
所以神的有能和神性借着所造之物是明明可知的，叫人无可推诿。
But it is the light of Jesus in our lives and in the Word of God that totally gives us this full picture of God's love for us.
在耶稣基督所彰显出来的光里面，就让我们完全的可以看见神的爱和神的本性。
The sad thing about this passage of Scripture is that it says that even though Jesus came to his own people, they did not know him.They rejected him.
非常令人难过的是，在这边讲说，耶稣他来到这个世界上，是世界不认识他，并且他自己的人也不接待他。
If I hold out $100 bill to you, and I don't know if I've ever seen one recently, but if I held out $100 bill to you and said, "This is my gift to you," what would you have to do for it to be yours?
如果今天我在手里拿一张$100的钞票，然后我说这个是我给你的礼物，你要怎么样才能得到它呢？
What would you have to do?
你要怎么做？
You'd have to come and get it, right?
你要过来，然后把这个拿
走。You'd have to receive it.
你要接受。
So Jesus came to his own, and they turned him away. They rejected him. But notice the rest of this. But to those who received him,Those who took the free gift, as most of you and I have already done, God pronounced them children of God.
世界拒绝了耶稣，但是对于那些凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
God is saying, because you've received me, because you've received this free gift, come on in to my family.
父神在说，因为你接受了这一份礼物，所以请你进来，进到父家。
In fact, I'm going to adopt you into my family.
我要收养你，使你成为我的儿女。
And I am going to be your heavenly good father.
我要成为一个好的父亲。
Isn't that such a wonderful promise?
是不是很美好，神的应许？
Jesus, the light of the world, has to be received.For us to enjoy the gift of salvation in our own lives.
耶稣是世界的光，但我们必须要接受他，让他进来。
One more thing I want to say about Jesus, the Son of God, and I'm hoping what this is doing is just creating a sense of joy. We're saying, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come."
还有一件关于耶稣的事情，我跟大家分享耶稣是谁，是为了让你有这样的喜乐。
Jesus, the Son of God, is God in the flesh, or the Word made flesh. That's the fourth thing I want to share today.
那今天我想分享第四点，就是耶稣是神的儿子，是道成了肉身，道就是神的话。
There are two passages that we don't have time to read today, but I hope that you might read them when you go home.
有两节经文，我们今天没有时间读，但是我希望你回家以后会去读。
One is in chapter 2 of the book of Hebrews.
第一个是在希伯来书的第二章。
And one is chapter 4.
第二个是在希伯来书的第四章。
Chapter 2 says that Jesus was tempted in every way just as we are.
希伯来书第二章里面说耶稣也忍受了所有的试探，只是他没有犯罪。
So it's saying that even though he came to earth as the Son of God, he still got tired.
就说耶稣作为神的儿子来到这个世界上，他也被试探。
He was hungry.
他也会觉得累，觉得饿。
He was sad when his friends died.
他也觉得非常的悲伤，当他的朋友去世的时候。
When Lazarus, his friend, died, the Bible says Jesus wept.
当耶稣的朋友拉撒路死了的时候，圣经里面说耶稣哭了。
He knew what poverty was like.
他也非常了解贫穷是什么滋味。
He was born in a manger where animals ate their meals.
他生下来出生的时候是被放在一个马槽里面。
He knew what rejection felt like. Even his own family pushed him away.
他也知道被拒绝是什么滋味，因为他即便他的家人、他的亲人也拒绝他。
And the Bible says, because he has experienced all of these things that we have experienced, he is able to sympathize with us or to understand our suffering.
保罗说，因着耶稣所受过的这些试探和苦，所以他能够了解我们所忍受的。
In fact, the Bible says he is our high priest, and only the Son of God could be that.
圣经上说他是神的大祭司。
And he is moved, he groans in his heart when we suffer.
当我们受苦的时候，他也心里面非常的跟我们在一起忍受。
It's such a significant part of our lives to think that God identifies with our suffering because he himself suffered as the Son of God on the cross for our sins.
对我们来说常常去思想说我所忍受的试探和受苦耶稣能感受神能感受因为他也曾在这个地上为了跟我们认同变得跟我们一样。
The second passage in Hebrews says that Jesus had flesh just like you and I do, and that he faced death and its torture and suffering in a human body.
第二段在希伯来书里面的，他讲说，耶稣也在肉身的里面受苦。
Someone had to die and come back to life to demonstrate God's power.Over sin and death.
因为必须要有这样一个无罪的人尝了死味死了然后又复活了才能够向我们显明复活的盼望。
Hebrews said that Jesus was made like us in the flesh so that he could become the worthy sacrifice for our sins.
希伯来书说耶稣取了肉身的样式以至于他能够成为这个完美的赎罪的羔羊。
This is the picture of Christ that we need to remember even when we are going through hard times.
这样一幅图画我们需要紧紧地抓住它特别是在我们受苦的时候。
Because sometimes it's easy to think that Jesus is up there, we're down here, he doesn't know what I'm going through.
因为我们人常常就觉得说神是高高在上的那我在地上受苦他根本不能了解我所受的苦。
Maybe you thought, has he forgotten about me? Is he on vacation? Have you ever felt that way?
或者你会觉得你在遇到难处的时候想说神是把我忘了。
He doesn't seem to be answering my prayers.
他有没有听我的祷告?
But this picture of understanding that Jesus knows all of the emotions we feel and has experienced all the things that you and I experience gives us hope that he understands us.
但是在这边让我们看见说耶稣他了解我们的感受他了解我们的情绪因为他也经历过所以知道说神了解我们的感受带给我们很大的盼望。
So at the end of this fourth chapter of Hebrews, here's where it says,Because we know this about Jesus, we can come boldly to the throne of grace.
所以在希伯来书四章最后面他说所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
Now when it says we can come boldly to Jesus, it means we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be reluctant. Come boldly before him.
坦然无惧，除去所有的恐惧，当我们来到神面前的时候。
Jesus, you know what I'm going through.
因为耶稣知道我们正在经历的。
You too have suffered.
因为他也经历过。
You suffered much more than I have suffered.
耶稣所受的苦比我现在受的要更多。
And you suffered death and shame on a cross that I might come to experience the joy of my salvation in you.
啊，因着耶稣在十字架上所受的苦，以至于我今天可以得着盼望和喜乐。
So the Bible says we can come boldly to Him to get help, mercy, and grace. Hear that? Help, mercy, and grace. How many need help, mercy, and grace?
我们今天来到神面前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So Jesus is saying, "Come on, come on to me."
所以耶稣在说，快来到我面前来。
I will give you help.
我来帮助你。
I will give you mercy.
我来连续你。
I will give you grace.
我来给你恩典。
But you have to take it, right?
但你必须要接受。
You have to receive this gift.
你必须要接受这个礼物。
The beautiful thing about recognizing Jesus as the Son of God is that we realize He is the one who makes it possible to come directly to God in prayer.
我们必须要意识到说，神给我们最大的礼物就是我们随时可以直接来到神的面前，借着祷告。
The Bible says there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
圣经说在神和人中间，耶稣基督成了我们的中保。
So we can't come to God in sin unless we come through Christ who has carried our sins for us and forgiven us.
因为我们是有罪的人，没有办法直接进到神的面前，但是有了耶稣这个中保，他已经担当了我们所有的罪。
When we come to the throne of grace, to the Heavenly Father, He looks at us and says, I see that you know my Son Jesus.
当我们来到天父面前的时候，天父会看见我们，他就会说，哦，我知道你认识我的儿子耶稣基督。
I see that His blood has covered your sin.
因为我看见我儿子耶稣的血遮盖了你的罪。
Welcome, my son and my daughter.
欢迎你回家。
This is just one of the pictures of Jesus in the New Testament.
这个只是在新约里面其中的一幅关于描述耶稣。
But just looking at this picture gives us a better understanding of who he is.
当我们看到这样一幅图画的时候，就让我们更了解耶稣是谁。
So I guess my question to you this morning is, have you received the gift of Jesus.
所以我今天早上想问你说，你有没有接受耶稣这样一份礼物？
To those who receive him, he says, you are my son, you are my daughter, you belong to my family.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，神就对他们说，你是我的儿女，你是我的家人。
Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, I think he says, thanks to God for his inexpressible gift.
保罗在哥林多后书说，感谢神给我们这样浩大的恩典。
He's really saying there's really no words to describe how wonderful, how magnificent the gift of Jesus Christ in this Christmas season.
因为是耶稣在这个圣诞的季节，耶稣是那个最宝贵、最无价的礼物，是神给我们的。
Let's remember that Jesus.Is the reason for this season.
让我们记住说，我们庆祝圣诞是其实要庆祝神给我们的礼物就是耶稣基督。
And all God's people said, "Amen."
神的儿女说
"Thanks be to God."